Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:33 a.m. in studio, All-Star panelist Clint Brewer. Clint, before we get to the small potatoes problem that may send, that could potentially send former Speaker of the House Glenn Cassata, Kate Cawthron, to federal prison for up to 20 years. Before we get to the small potatoes problem, which is a big house problem, it looks like, for Glenn and Cade. Want to hear something uplifting. You need something uplifting
sure,
today?
Sure, Mike. Let's hear something positive.
Daphne DeLauren, here, very positive chief meteorologist for the Star News Network and the Tennessee Star. Daphne, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, friends. Good morning. Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren checking in here. We have some rain to wrap up the week, so let's talk about it. We'll talk about the timing, if it'll clear up in time for your outdoor weekend plans. You'll want to join me for your Middle Tennessee Fresh Forecast at 5 p.m. later today. And hey, if you and the pup are wanting to get out and about tonight, I have the perfect spot for you. Dog Nights of Summer at Cheekwood. It's happening tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the last night to bring out your dog on a Thursday, and it's at Cheekwood. It's fun for the whole family and the pups, and they are family, right? Just make sure to have yours on a leash. You can expect local vendors with delicious treats. How about that? And drink stations to hydrate, of course. So much fun. I love it. Okay, my friends, Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren here, wishing you a wonderful day. And hey, I'll see you at 5 p.m. for your full fresh forecast.
So, you know, I don't usually sort of get out and do fun things, but every time I listen to it, every day, Daphne, she describes these things to do. They sound like fun. I'm always thinking, you know, I probably ought to do that. Dog night.
Instead, you stay inside and brood about politics.
I brood about the destruction of our constitutional republic. I think it's better to go out on dog night in Cheekwood tonight. Right?
I think that'd be
Thank
a good
you,
idea.
Daphne,
absolutely.
For lifting our spirits here, because Daphne's positivity is something that we really need on this program. Clint, somebody else who needs a little positivity right now in his own life is former Speaker of the House Glenn Cassata. This 28-page indictment of a scheme, alleged scheme involving small potatoes. I ran the numbers here. If this is the case, this Phoenix Solutions, which performed the service but was that the contract fraudulently obtained from the state of Tennessee, got $51,000 for sending these mailers out to some various members of the Tennessee General Assembly. If you assume they had 100% markup, that the profit would be $25,500. If it split three ways, as the indictment alleges, you're talking about a little over $8,000 per person. So Glenn Cassata then is facing up to 20 years in federal prison for this scheme where apparently he got like $8,000. This is not the smartest thing in the world to do.
It's not. And you know, Tennessee Republicans, among the ones who should be depressed, should be asking themselves, what does this mean for their party?
And what does it mean for the party? Well, and also, how well do you think that current Speaker of the House, Cam Sexton, and Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally handle this when they were informed of it?
Well, the two questions are joined at the hip, right? I mean, I think that party leadership has to really draw a bright red line and say, you know, and have said and continue to say, if proven true, how wrong these actions are. If these allegations,
these are allegations,
are proven true in court, then to continue to say this kind of alleged activity will not be tolerated. I would expect, perhaps, for them to take some additional steps, either in their own rules or legislatively, to keep this, to further define this kind of activity, alleged activity, as being wrong. But I think that the Speaker Sexton, Lieutenant Governor McNally have done a terrific job in explaining to the public that this is not how we do business up here anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, it's sort of been, you know, the Cassata era. And look, prior to all this, I'm not going to sit here and lie about it. I mean, I've been friendly with Glenn Cassata for years. He's mm-hmm. you know, he can be a very pleasant person. I've always had a friendly relationship with him. It's incredibly disappointing. But, you know, I think that, I mean, you just look at the history of the state. I mean, you look at 2008 and Tennessee Waltz, and there was a lot of other things going on with the Democratic Party that were negative, trending negatively. But, you know, that was one of the straws that sort of broke the camel's back when it came to the long-term viability of the Democratic Party for citizens of Tennessee as an electoral choice. You know, that was the same period of time where the, you know, the House and the Senate finally flipped. It was, a time when the party apparatus became pretty ineffective at the state party level for the Democrats. It can be a harbinger of bad things. In this case, I think the reaction of the party at large is going to dictate whether this has any legs. Also, are Democrats actually capable of taking advantage of it? That's the other thing.
No, because they're just a bunch of far left lunatics right now. And they may try and take advantage of it, but I don't see it.
I don't think they have the messenger.
If this
right
is an isolated incident, right? The way that we've seen Cam Sexton, Speaker of the House, and Lieutenant Governor McNally handle it, I think they've handled it very well.
Yes,
and they've cooperated completely with the FBI. However, the way these things work, right, is you take the small fish, rolls on the bigger fish, which rolls on the bigger fish. That's how this works, right? And so we saw that the first announcement was that former state representative Robin Smith, who's apparently identified as individual four in the indictment, she's already pled guilty. She's not been sentenced yet, right?
Yeah.
So she's obviously looking to limit the amount of time that she serves. And so now we have this indictment of Glenn Cassada and Kate Cawthron. Who do you think the FBI... And it's over... I mean, clearly.
Yeah, is it going to spread? Is it going to metastasize? I mean, that's the question. Is there anybody else, or are there any other alleged misdeeds out there?
I will remind you, the first time the word FBI and Glenn Cassada were mentioned together in a story was by a May 2019 story from Phil Williams at News Channel 5. And he said there was an investigation at that time of possible bribery involved in the passage of the Education Savings Account Bill in April of 2019, which was very narrowly passed, as you know. So,
well, and that's, I mean, and being, you know, Speaker of the House puts you in any number of places. It involves a lot of authority, a lot of reach. So, you know, they both pled not guilty. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. So they've both pled not guilty from the start, whereas former Representative Smith pled to what's called a federal information.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than an indictment, right? You get indicted by a grand jury. The federal information, you're essentially agreeing with what the U.S. government is alleging that you did. You're agreeing to it on the front end. It can be a method that signals cooperation. Not necessarily all times, but it can be. So, I mean, your point is well taken, Mike. I mean, is there anything else? Are there other shoes to drop? Is the circle going to spread? I mean, is there anything else out there? Hard to say.
The broader question to me is, you know, remember that famous interview that Jay Leno did of Hugh Grant after he'd been found with a hooker, basically, and arrested in his car.
Famous interview.
And the famous interview, this was like 25 years ago. The famous interview was, the question was, what were you thinking? Right?
Right.
Glenn Cassada, what were you thinking? The FBI already has a target on you, man, in May of 2019.
Mike, you're asking somebody, a conservative in power, to believe the mainstream media. I mean, don't you find that a little ironic here? You're saying he should have listened for once? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we were skeptical at the time of the alleged FBI investigation, but it was a story. It was a story, and often where there's smoke, there's fire. Anyways, we'll track all this down. It is...
After a long time in Nashville, I can tell you, Phil Williams is usually pretty right.
Well, he's never right. He's always left.
Well, okay. his reporting is usually correct. And
I have a different view
of
Phil Williams.
Yeah, I know, but he's got a pretty good track record.
Asterisk. Not sure I completely agree, but that's a topic for another day. We'll be back with Clint Brewer and an attorney who specializes in student loans after this.